A warning against false teaching.
At this time, we need in the cause of God spiritual-minded men, men who are firm in principle and who have a clear understanding of the truth. I have been instructed that it is not new and fanciful doctrines nor human suppositions which the people need, but the testimony of men who know and practice the truth, men who understand and obey the charge given to Timothy. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy 4:2. My brethren, walk firmly, decidedly, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You may be sure that pure and undefiled religion is not a sensational religion. God has not laid upon any one of the burden of encouraging an appetite for speculative doctrines and theories. Keep these things out of your teaching. Do not allow them to enter into your experience. Let not your life work be marred by them. A warning against false teaching is found in Paul's letter to the Colossians. The apostle declares that the hearts of the believers are to be knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, he continues, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught and abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2, verses 2 to 10. I am instructed to say to our people, let us follow Christ. Do not forget that he is to be our pattern in all things. We may safely discard those ideas that are not found in his teaching. I appeal to our ministers to be sure that their feet are planted on the platform of eternal truth. Beware how you follow impulse, calling it the Holy Spirit. Some are in danger of doing this. The Word of God urges us to be sound in the faith, able to give to everyone who asks a reason of the hope that is in us. Subheading, Diverting Minds from Present Duty. The enemy is seeking to divert the minds of our brethren and sisters from the work of preparing a people to stand in these last days. His sophistries are designed to lead minds away from the perils and duties of the hour. They estimate as of little value the light that Christ came from heaven to give to John for his people. They teach that the scenes just before us are not of sufficient importance to receive special attention. They make of no effect the truth of heavenly origin and rob the people of God of their past experience, giving them instead a false science. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. Jeremiah 6:16. Let none seek to tear away the foundations of our faith, the foundations that were laid at the beginning of our work, by prayerful study of the Word and by revelation. Upon these foundations we have been building for more than 50 years. Men may suppose that they have found a new way, that they can lay a stronger foundation than that which has been laid, but this is a great deception. Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid. 1 Corinthians 3:11. In the past, many have undertaken to build a new faith, to establish new principles. But how long did their building stand? It soon fell, for it was not founded upon the rock. Did not the first disciples have to meet the sayings of men? Did they not have to listen to the false theories, and then, having done all, to stand firm, saying, other foundations can no man lay than is laid? So we are to hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Words of power have been sent by God and by Christ to this people, bringing them out of the world, point by point, into the clear light of present truth. With lips touched by holy fire, God's servants have proclaimed the message. The divine utterance has set its seal to the genuineness of the truth proclaimed. Subheading, A Renewal of the Straight Testimony. The Lord calls for the renewal of the straight testimony born in years past. He calls for a renewal of spiritual life. The spiritual energies of his people have long been torpid, but there is to be a resurrection from apparent death. By prayer and confession of sin, we must clear the King's highway. As we do this, the power of the Spirit will come to us. We need the Pentecostal energy. This will come, for the Lord has promised to send a Spirit as the all-conquering power. Perilous times are before us. Everyone who has a knowledge of the truth shall awake and place himself, body, soul, and spirit, under the discipline of God. The enemy is on our track. We must be wide awake, on our guard against him. We must put on the whole armor of God. We must follow the directions given through the spirit of prophecy. We must love and obey the truth for this time. This will save us from accepting strong delusions. God has spoken to us through his word. He has spoken to us through the testimonies of the church and through the books that have helped to make plain our present duty and the position we should now occupy. The warnings that have been given, line upon line, precept upon precept, should be heeded. If we disregard them, what excuse can we offer? I beseech those who are laboring for God not to accept the spurious for the genuine. Let not human reasoning be placed where sanctifying truth should be. Christ is waiting to kindle faith and love in the hearts of his people. Let not erroneous theories receive countenance from the people who ought to be standing firm on the platform of eternal truth. God calls upon us to hold firmly to the fundamental principles that are based upon unquestionable authority. Subheading, The Word of God, Our Safeguard. Our watchword is to be, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8:20. We have a Bible full of the most precious truth. It contains the Alpha and the Omega of knowledge. The Scriptures, given by inspiration of God, are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Take the Bible as your study book. All can understand its instruction. Christ calls upon his people to believe and practice his word. Those who receive and assimilate this word, making it a part of every action, of every attribute of character, will grow strong in the strength of God. It will be seen that their faith is of heavenly origin. They will not wander into strange paths. Their minds will not turn to a religion of sentimentalism and excitement. Before angels and before men, they will stand as those who have strong, consistent Christian characters. In the golden censer of truth, as presented in Christ's teachings, we have that which will convict and convert souls. Proclaim in the simplicity of Christ the truths that he came to this world to proclaim, and the power of your message will make itself felt. Do not advocate theories or tests that Christ has never mentioned and that have no foundation in the Bible. We have grand, solemn truths for the people. It is written, is the test that must be brought home to every soul. Let us go to the Word of God for guidance. Let us seek for a Thus Saith the Lord. We have had enough of human methods. A mind trained only in worldly science will fail to understand the things of God. But the same mind, converted and sanctified, will see the divine power in the Word. Only the mind and heart cleansed by the sanctification of the Spirit can discern heavenly things. Brethren, in the name of the Lord, I call upon you to awake to your duty. Let your hearts be yielded to the power of the Holy Spirit, and they will remain susceptible to the teachings of the Word. Then you will be able to discern the deep things of God. May God bring his people under the deep movings of his Spirit. May he arouse them to see their peril and to prepare for what is coming upon the earth. We must not think for a moment that there is no more light, no more truth to be given us. We are in danger of becoming careless by our indifference, losing the sanctifying power of truth, and composing ourselves with the thought, I am rich and increased with goods and have not need of nothing. Revelation 3:17. While we must hold fast to the truth which we have already received, we must not look with suspicion upon any new light that God may send.